Back in 2009, we had more Gardaí in the county than we have today, despite significant population rises. 3 years ago, before this government took office, there was more Gardaí in Donegal. And we can see of the over 250 Gardaí that were deployed in different stations this year so far, only three of them have come to Donegal. There's another 150 to be deployed statewide in the next 2 weeks, and the Chief Super has no notification whether any of them are coming to Donegal. And what I'm making the point very clearly is Donegal has been badly served in terms of the number of Gardaí. We have issues of crime and rural crime just like anywhere else.
You've also made the point that there are a number of crimes like fraud which perhaps are not being reported because people don't have confidence that those crimes are being investigated, and your fear is that a shortage of Gardaí means that there is a perception out there that some crimes are almost going uninvestigated.
Look, fraud is the big issue where the crime is exploding, and a lot of this is happening internationally, but it also has domestic roots. So we have issues that are people who are facilitating, including in our own county of Donegal, these fraudsters. You know, we used to report on things like bank robberies. It doesn't happen anymore because there's no cash in the banks. And similarly, the way that people are now actually robbing people is through digital, through robbing online, through different type of scams. And it's important that they are now captured and reflected in terms of the types of thefts that are going on. There are people in this county that have lost thousands of euros through scams. There are people who've lost tens of thousands of euros through scams. And there's people in this county who are facilitating those scams through operating through mules and all the rest. What we heard today was there was only three working in the fraud division, and they're dealing with hundreds of cases. And again, it goes back to the issue of personnel, but it goes deeper than that. There, we still don't have an economic fraud strategy which would involve all of the state agencies, whether it's the government, the banks, the Gardaí, and all of the other type of agencies pulled together. We still don't have a fraud database. The banks and the Gardaí are not allowed to share information. So there's things that have to happen at national level, but we also need the personnel here at local level.